Hello.
Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I was calling to check on the status of my claim. I tried calling in yesterday on Sunday to do my weekly claim information, and it told me I needed to call because there was some sort of problem or something, because the week before I reported income more than what my benefit amount was.
Okay, so once you report wages, you will have to reopen the claim.
Oh, well, can you help me do that then? I mean,
what's your Social Security number?
355-529906. But it was wages that I was received from my last job before I lost that job. So
what's your first and last name?
Scott Hamilton.
And your license number?
9500893.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Apple.
And your date of birth?
11/06/1967.
Who was your last employer, the one you're calling for?
Flexengate.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand fraud is a federal offense punished by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
I have not.
And the reason for the break in this claim, reported wages?
Well, the reported wages were my last pay from the job.
I was just asking, what is the reason for the break in this claim? Is it because you reported wages?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes.
What state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
Okay, beg your pardon?
These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
I'm white.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Your gender?
Male.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Can I have your home address, please?
5140 Promenade Drive, Trustville, Alabama, 35173.
Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes.
What was your job title?
I was tool and die maker.
Say that one more time.
T-O-O-L and die, D-I-E, maker.
Are you seeking work in what you normally do?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
35.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between the last 18 months?
No.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I have not worked. Yes, I have worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation.
No, I have not worked since the last time I filed unemployment compensation.
These are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Do you want to keep the one you just set up?
Yes.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension other than Social Security from an employee worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
Yes.
You are certifying your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We master earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Arlington Baptist College, Erie Institute of Technology, Eureka College, Keystone College, or none of the above?
None of the above.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'4", 5'7", 5'10", 6'4", or none of the above?
6'4".
And which of the following street addresses in Rockford have you ever lived at or been associated with? 2215 Custer Avenue, 228 Hilton Avenue, 4512 Yale Drive, 7537 Larwin Court, or none of the above?
4512 Yale Drive.
All right. These are agreement terms at the end. You can say I agree or yes. It's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
I agree.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
I agree.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read or familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
I agree.
I'm going to read you your closing statements and then you'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filed online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. The telephone to file your claim is 1-800-752-7389. Failure to follow failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who want to verify short-term layoffs, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're possible to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have something to write down your transaction number and your PIN number?
Yes.
Transaction number 489-911-605. Again, that's 489-911-605.
Okay.
And your PIN number is 3992. That's a 3992.
Yep, I got that.
Any further assistance needed?
Well, I've got a question. I've been off work since the 26th and filed my claim every week. So should I, and I just filed, I just did the shit on the computer yesterday to report my, you know,
the next time you file will be Sunday.
So I don't get any money this week after I've been off work for 3 weeks?
I'm not sure about that, sir. I just filed the claims and reopened them. I don't have nothing to do with the approval.
God damn it. I can't wait another 2 weeks before I get any money.
Right.
Okay. Much. I'll call Sunday then.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.